One man who knows about being capped is Jamie Cox. He's got over 18,000 first-class runs for cricket in Tasmania and for Somerset as well in county cricket. He was captain of both of those establishments, and he's got a very, very important new job at the MCC at Lords. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Coxie, good morning.
Morning, Half. Morning, Adam.
Now, you are currently the general manager of football performance at St Kilda Football Club, and I read yesterday that the MCC announced you were going to be taking over the MCC Assistant Secretary Cricket and Operations position. What does all that mean, Jamie?
Firstly, I'm not in that role at the Saints at the moment, mate, but that was a role I was in at the Saints. So I'm now sort of looking after the AFLW program, as you do, in many ways. The new role... Yeah, look, it's a little complex. Basically, the cricket component will look after the MCC cricket program. So the MCC is the most active cricket club in the world. Like, they play over 500 games a year.
Wow.
Ranging from some high-performance matches with some young cricket academy right down to some club events with a purpose to grow the game. And so that in itself is quite a big task. And something I'm looking forward to but secondly, the operations piece is even more exciting as it manages the operations of Lords, which is one of the MCC's, the MCC's major asset, the MCC own Lords. And to actually have the operational keys to that establishment is, I must say, pretty exciting. So, big job, one that I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, it's super exciting.
That's awesome.
Now, Jamie, our Media 11, or Concord Media 11, we comprehensively beat both the Crusaders and the Melbourne Cricket Club last summer. We probably need bigger challenges. So would you be able to organise a game at Lords between ourselves and the MCC? That you're the one that we need to talk to?
For the right price, Whitey, most things can happen. I'm open to bribes. I've said that quite openly over the next 6 weeks until I head off. But obviously, there is a connection, and explaining to people that, you know, when you say MCC, most people over here think Melbourne Cricket Club. No,
yeah.
This is the Marylebone version, which, they're quite a unique beast, to be the guardians of the laws of the game and the spirit of cricket and to own the Ashes. They're really quite an eclectic club, and one that, is obviously steeped in history and tradition, as is the Melbourne Cricket Club. So, mate, we do play a lot of those kind of fixtures. So I'm sure, again, if you can assemble your team and put a case forward, then it'll be up for consideration.
Oh, that's very excited. Half and I are both vaccinated, so we're ready. So, Jamie, explain to those out there that don't understand, I guess, the significance of the MCC. It's, as you said, it's not just Lords. It's not just what all goes with that, but particularly around the laws of the game and even the role that you have, if any, in that space as well.
Yeah, so I'm coming to terms with it. But the MCC, I mean, historically the MCC was English cricket. And even as long ago or as soon ago as about the 80s or even the early 90s, touring teams used to leave England as the MCC.
Yeah.
Remember those of our vintage seeing English touring teams with the egg and bacon stripes on?
Correct. Yes. Or the orange and yellow vest, cricket vests.
That's it. Yep. Yeah, and it was around that time that the English cricket role got handed over to the ECB and they got carved off to look after the Three Lions and to look after English cricket. The MCC have retained the other pieces, which, as you say, the laws of the game, the spirit of cricket. They own the Ashes and they own Lords. So it's part of the role that I've been entrusted with is to find its niche, I suppose, is to understand where the MCC fits inside the English cricket ecosystem and the world ecosystem, for that matter, because they've got another sort of quite unique piece in that they have what they call a World Cricket Committee, which I'll be sitting on as well, which is a bit of a think tank for issues that surround the game and has some real luminaries that sit on it. So, even that in itself will be a wonderful experience to sit around the table with some of the great minds of world cricket and discuss, issues of the day. So it's an interesting role and one which I will fully confess I don't completely understand, Scott, but something, I can't wait to get my feet under the desk.
It sounds like a ripping job. How does this come about? Do you apply? Do they headhunt? Where does this start from?
Yeah, look, I've had a connection to some people in the UK for quite some time, and it's sort of just evolved half. I don't know. I've always seemed to have greater credibility overseas than I've had in my own country. It's something which I've probably resisted for a while, but now I've decided, oh, well, look, let's just hop on board and maximise it. Because, you know, the English game, I was lucky enough to have 6 years at Somerset, and they were six thoroughly enjoyable years. We've still got great friends over there. You know, I love the UK. So to actually call it home for a period of time is not that daunting, but obviously, you know, the world in its current state makes it a little bit daunting, but I've always preached to my family, you know, to my kids that life's for living and, you know, it's an adventure. So get out there and get in it. And I can hardly turn back when this type of adventure turns up on the doorstep.
Absolutely.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. And you talked about the 500 games that they play, but also, I guess, the responsibility to the community as well, that we talked before about the laws of the game, but also the spirit of cricket and these sorts of things. It's very important to English cricket, the way the game is played, and essentially you're the leader of that.
Well, a leader, a voice in that, Adam. Yeah, look, it is critical, and it's something really dear to me, and it's something I promoted strongly in presenting for the role, is that, you know, the way the game's played and this spirit of cricket is critical for mine. The game, I think, has got a bit angry in the past decade or so, and you know, I think we've seen some things that probably haven't been our finest. So, you know, if there's anything we can do to actually reset that and to play the game tough, but in the right spirit, I think it's worth standing up for. So, you know, the MCC, yeah, it does have a strong role in the guardian of that spirit of cricket. And it will be a key brief, no doubt, to make sure that the game is continually played in the right spirit.
Well, you'll have two great supporters from this studio.
That's
doing,
good news,
doing that sort of stuff.
Our media have been playing great spirit.
We're playing great spirit all the time. Now, before I let you go, Coxie, the AFLW draft is next Tuesday. You're not just going to tank on the way out, are you?
No, half. I've been putting a lot of work into that, as I'm sure the Blues have as well. You guys are sitting sort of wedged between us with a couple of key picks, so we'll be watching really closely what the Blues are up to. But now, look, an exciting time as it is for you guys when we've got 27 of our 30 girls signed and ready to go. So to put the last three on the list and get some more exciting young talent in the door is a great opportunity for the Saints. So looking forward to next Tuesday to see who the new Saints will be, as I'm sure you are.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it next Tuesday, the AFLW Draft. Whitey?
And as we let you go, Jamie, your finest moment at Lords as a cricketer?
Oh, it's an easy one, Adam. Lords holds my strongest cricket memory. I was lucky enough to hold up a trophy there for Somerset. We won a national title in a national final at Lords in 2001. So that to this day remains the only trophy I won as a senior cricketer, if you like. So it was a very, very special day. And again, I played at Lords three times, and they just all happened to be three big finals. So I've only ever seen it at its finest. It's a very magical place. And I, you know, I lost two of those, which they weren't my greatest memories. but the one we won was certainly something that is very fond and very dear. So, yeah, it's an easy one, mate.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, great memories and a great opportunity in store, leaving in a couple of weeks' time. We wish you the best of luck, Coxie, and save us two spots in the members and a couple of ties, and we'll be over soon.
Look forward to seeing you over there, boys.
Good stuff. Jamie Cox, the new MCC, the Marylebone Cricket Club, not the Melbourne one, Assistant Secretary of Cricket and Operations.